It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And she's definitely got the look on this Friday morning. Good morning, Monica's Bothan's in the studio.
Good morning, Paul Ramo.
Beautiful day.
It's so beautiful out. Can you believe it? The sun is shining. Hardly any wind.
No wind.
It went away. Makes you almost wonder. but it's okay.
Yep. Yeah, beautiful day. So thanks for coming to the studio again. You bought a lot of apparel in, and we're going to talk fashion this morning.
Yes, and it's all about color.
Color. I guess. I'm going to post a picture here shortly on our KLQP Facebook page.
Thank you, because I'm a little slow this morning. I don't know.
Yeah, you were rushing.
Well, the birds were singing real early at my place, and I'm so happy. I just was thinking about them. Do they get much sleep?
They keep you up,
We
huh?
should learn from birds, though. They sure are happy. They're singing all the time.
There you go.
We should learn from that.
All right. Well, we kind of have a special Mother's Day program going on here. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, Monica, let's start out with what Monica is wearing today, because it's very colorful.
And can you believe it? It's not black and white.
Yeah. It isn't. That's for sure.
Today has to scream color. So you've got to practice what you preach. So it doesn't mean that I don't love black and white, because trust me, I wear enough of it. But now it's spring, and everything is in bloom, and it's like a new beginning for even people. Just everything is new, right?
Yep.
So Monica is wearing a multicolored, it's a lightweight sweater you knit. And you think, sweater, I think to myself, why did I get this before? Right when it walked in the door, why didn't I say it should be mine? But I know everyone thinks, you must have get new clothes all the time. But I'm just like other women. You pick on your favorites. And it's just like, today I needed this. But it's got all, I know, get to the point. It's 3/4 sleeve, my favorite, little flare to it. It's got, of course, your basic black, a little bit of black in there. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But I wore it with, and it's buttoned on the front. And normally, I know you ladies out there can relate, I can't button my shirt anymore. It's not a good look, because the buttons usually are too tight around the girls.
Really?
Yes. And then if you get it big enough for the buttons, then it looks like you're a football player in the shoulders. And I know there's ladies out there that are the same way, that they can't wear a button-down shirt. I can't.
Okay,
but I can today, because these are buttons sewn in into the sweater.
Oh, you don't have to button them.
You don't, and it's all sealed shut, so everything's good in place and nothing's showy.
And I can see the buttons.
And you can see the buttons, and it's a crew neck, and I absolutely love it, because it's got every good color in there. Blues, purple. It's like you took all the paints of a paints and put them all together.
Splashed it on the wall.
Yeah, so I got, oranges turquoise.
Almost looks like a tie-dye in a way.
Kinda. So it kind of reminds me of the 70s. So I had to put this on. And when I put it on, I told my hubby, I said, what do you think? He goes, looks good. I thought, good answer. But, I said, I know you're in shock. It's not black and white. But I love it. And I paired it up with my denim jeans with my rose gold.
Yep. Don't hurt yourself.
Rose gold cuff.
Okay, yeah.
And my rose gold cruisers. I can't say enough about the cruisers. If you don't have a pair, you should have one. I sinfully have quite a few pair. But I live in my shoes, because I'm always doing something.
Yep, always.
And then I have to talk to you about my pleather earrings.
Those are beautiful.
You're not ready for the weather, darling, unless you wear pleather. And then the necklace. This is all the goal right now. Necklaces that have things hanging from them, whether it's beads or whether it's tassels. And this happens to be a subtle lighter gray. So this would go with anything. Basically, you could throw this on with anything and it'll go with.
Right,
it's
right.
A neutral.
Yep.
So that's a must have. And then what else? Okay, I have, this is probably my most favorite bracelet right now. It's just all clear stones bracelet. And then my watch.
Really sparkly.
I like to be sparkly.
Yeah.
And so I'm comfy and cozy.
There you go.
And so there we are.
Yeah. And we're talking color on this spring day. And
yes.
Monica's got a lot of color in the studio. Do you want to go through around the room here?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do. And so what I have to talk to you about first is on the counter. Paul Redmond, can you take a picture of this, what I'm talking about, put it on Facebake? Because guess what?
Facebake?
Yeah, I say it because there's always so many food things on there. So I call it Facebake.
Okay.
So this is so important. I have to show people. This has got to be one of the cutest denim jackets I've ever gotten into Monica's. It's called Peach Tulip. It's washed out denim on the top, peach tulip on the bottom, a cute little striped t-shirt underneath, a signature necklace that has all the colors of the outfit in it. And then finally, I got the peach tulip.
Peach tulip.
Capri.
That's a color, peach tulip?
Yes. Mid-rise capri with the little lace on the sides.
All right.
Ladies, that's what you're going to see this spring and fall is...
The lace?
How should I say? You're going to see different things on the bottom of your bottoms, whether it's stones, whether it's lace, whether it's like a cuff with a plaid, whatever. But you name whatever it has on the bottom, I'm going to get them in. Love unique stuff. Love different stuff.
Yeah, that really looks different. I really like that color. Tulip.
Oh,
peach.
I love it. Peach tulip. Peach tulip. It is amazing. And now... I finally got this in to match the denim jacket. Not saying anyone's going to get, has to be the matchy match world.
Okay.
But I tell you, if you have this jean jacket, you should have the peach tulip capris because it's just a complete outfit and too cute.
You will be noticed.
Yes.
Yeah, and the jean jacket actually has that peach on the bottom of the jean jacket.
And
it rolls right into the pants.
Yeah, and what rolls right into the pants? Aren't you good, Paul Ramo? And then notice what's on the bottom of the jean jacket?
Yeah.
It's a raw edge, and that you'll see with a lot of things. The raw edge is what sells because it's different.
Yep, it's different.
And then, okay.
Everybody should have that outfit, really.
Everybody. So, and then, here's the scoop. White. Oh, do I wait till Memorial Day? Oh, can I wear it today? You could wear it in a snowstorm. In Minnesota, we can wear white all year round. We won't, but it's not too early to bring your white on.
Okay.
Because that was a wives' tale. No white sandals or no white bottoms until Memorial Day.
Okay.
That's not the case.
That's not the case. That was the rule, though.
Yes. No more rules.
I didn't know that.
We follow a lot of rules here in Minnesota, but bring out your white.
I did not know that was a rule. No, don't wear white until after Memorial Day.
Now you can wear white.
Anytime.
Paint those toenails, girlfriends. Put on your sandals and let's go. Here is a white, what you'd call a, it sucks in the tummy. And this is a white capri. So I'll have white ankles. I'll have white capris. Right now I have a lot. I'm having a hot flash just thinking about all the work I have to do when I get back. But... We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, don't melt on me here.
Okay, so here. This, I thought maybe you'd like. This
little
number.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. So this little number is a short sleeve. Please take a picture of this, Paul Ramo.
I'm going to.
This color jacket, periwinkle blue, is most women's first choice of color because it brings out the eye color. A lot of women have lighter hair. This pops with their hair color. And then this top is got graffiti color. That's how I have to describe it.
That's
it's like a graffiti print, easy for me to say, in the basic colors, red, yellow, or it's called primary colors, red, yellow, blue, black. Goes back with your black capris, your leggings, whatever you want to wear. But that one is just as cute as what I got on because it doesn't grab around the yay. It's just loose.
Yeah, we don't want to grab
flattering.
Around the yay.
No, we don't want to do that.
In the yay.
Yay. Yahoo. Anyway, I get so excited about this because I had so many customers yesterday. Bless their heart. I had a prayer. I pray to the Lord every day. You know, I don't want the whole pie. I just want a piece of it.
Yep.
And I pray that, you know, people can still come in and shop and enjoy.
Yep. Yep.
That's what I care. Well, this sleeveless embroidery dress, I just got that in. It is super cute because guess what? It's flowy.
Okay.
And you can throw any jacket over it, and it's got all the different color embroideries in it. I brought my pineapple swing dress.
Yeah, I've seen that pineapple swing dress. That's...
Yeah, and so what I want ladies to know is I'm going to bring more dresses back in different prints. The black and white flew out right away. The periwinkle blue went, but I still got a few of different sizes in. And that dress has to be in my store all the time. It's meant for golf or going to a wedding.
Oh, yeah,
or
I can see that.
It's kind of fitted in the bosoms. Yep. And then flowy. It's very flattering. And it's got a zipper front.
Nice.
And then my little black and white sleeveless tank top underneath that three-quarter sleeve black sweater. Now, that three-quarter black sleeve sweater, I'm going to get more in of different colors because it is a hit.
Okay.
And the little beachy white gauzy shirt, I have it in white long gauze, yellow, and coral. And then that lace three-quarter sleeve, it's like a caramely beige color.
Mm-hmm.
That is cute over just a plain tank top, or it's cute over a sleeveless black dress.
Beautiful. Okay, we have about 2 or 3 minutes here, Monica. I know it's special Mother's Day coming up, and you have something going on.
Yes. So, in memory of my mama, or my mother, Mom, I always called her Mama, and she loved that. None of my other siblings called her that. It was just what I called her.
Nice.
And she loved it. So that was kind of our thing. Well, this month of May, our whole family is wanting to celebrate her birthday and Mother's Day, so I'm giving out random $100 gift certificates.
Wow.
On pictures that I post on Facebook.
Okay.
And so every few days I'll be posting a picture and a winner.
Okay.
And it's pretty exciting because my mom just loved when to dress nice, and she loved it when she could see that I'm helping other women look good, and that made her day. Yep. And she was a giver.
Yep, that's right. And she's very proud of you, Monica, what you've done with the store.
Yeah, I think, she'd always say it to me and everything. She'd always say, "Wow, you're brave," because she could never believe I'd just drive to Minneapolis by myself for market.
Yep.
"Wow, you're brave," Yep. So, yeah, she was awesome.
Yep.
So I want to spread the love, and I hope people see those pictures on Facebook and put a comment about their mother, and they're supposed to like and share it also.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good idea. So let's jump on board there, Monica's Facebook page, right?
Yeah. It's under Monica's Apparel and Accessory.
Okay.
And I think it's been shared onto my personal page too. So you'll find... Trust me, if you're a friend of mine, you'll find it.
Okay. All right. When you open and where you're located?
I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And I'm located 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
All right. Thanks for bringing so much color into the studio
today. We need color right now. We need color.
We got color in the studio.
We got color. And so thank you all, and I want to wish all the mothers out there happy Mother's Day. And trust me, if your mother is your forever angel, she's watching over you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Monica.
Thank you.
Monica Bothan with Fashionista Friday.